This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time today. My guest is Casey Johnston. She writes about technology and is an editor for the reviews website, The Wirecutter. Casey, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready. I was born ready for this.
180 episodes.
Man, I'm going to say that's the number of Simpsons episodes that there are.
Simpsons is actually not a bad guess. I'm talking, of course, about the show Seinfeld. It was announced this week that Hulu bought the streaming video rights for 180 episodes. Maybe we'll get a new spat of Seinfeld memes out of this.
I think there's very rich territory to be mined in the 90s that has not been accessible to teens until now that it's all making its way onto the internet.
All right, what do you got?
All right, 20%.
I'm going to say a 20% drop in Yelp's stock price.
You got the stock right. It's actually Twitter. Twitter's stock dropped 20%.
All right, I got a number for you. You ready?
Yes.
$35 million.
I'm going to say that's like Secret's biggest funding round, and now Secret has been announced to close. So that was like the most money they ever made in one round.
It wasn't a single funding round, but that's the total amount of VC cash the company apparently raised after officially launching just over a year ago. Did you ever use it?
I did more reading on it than I did posting. And I also was not, I think, like located in an area that got a lot of really good Secret activity, which I think was mainly in the Bay Area. But I used it a bit and it was interesting to read.
I would tell you if I used it, but it's a secret. All right. So hit me with your other number. What do you got?
$370,000.
A Beyonce signed Apple Watch?
I wish. If that were, I would scrape together money for that. This is actually the culmination of a story, a Kickstarter story.
Okay.
There's a manufacturer called ZPM Espresso. They raised $370,000.
Oh, and then they couldn't deliver, right?
And then they failed.
Is all of that money just sitting in a safe somewhere, or what's the deal?
Usually what happens with Kickstarter projects is they just run through all the money and then they have no recourse for either getting the project started again or like giving the money back or doing anything
sure.
else. So they just declare it like, it's just like, sorry, we tried.
Sorry, guys, we tried. Thanks for your money. Casey Johnston writes about technology. She's also an editor at the review site, The Wirecutter. Casey, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.